High Commissioner Filippo Grandi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me to be here today in this session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme. From the onset, I would like to congratulate UNHCR under the leadership of High Commissioner Filippo Grandi for its tireless work and efforts for the protection of refugees and internally displaced persons and ending statelessness. The Interparliamentary Union, the IPU, is the global organization of national parliaments, which brings together 181 parliaments worldwide. As president of its committee to promote respect for international humanitarian law, I am very pleased to share some remarks about how the IPU has been working to engage and mobilize the global parliamentary community toward bringing comprehensive and sustainable solutions to the plight of refugees, internally displaced, and stateless persons. First of all, it is essential to acknowledge that the sustainable solutions cannot be achieved without international cooperation and an inclusive approach. This requires political commitment and action and the involvement of a multitude of actors who each have a role to play. And let me say it loud and clear that parliaments and parliamentarians are one of them. The common objectives of our partnerships with UNHCR have been to sensitize and support parliaments and parliamentarians in their efforts. Our strategies have focused on several priorities, namely raising awareness and sharing information, building structures and skills, and building national and regional partnerships for action. Colleagues, let's not forget that parliamentary action and involvement, whether in terms of adopting laws, approving budgets, overseeing the work of executive, or raising public awareness, are essential for the implementation of international norms on the protection of refugees and internally displaced persons and ending statelessness. I am pleased to share that these priorities have also been reflected in the IPU's engagement with the Global Refugee Forum, GRF, since its first edition in 2019. At the second GRF in 2023, the IPU renewed its pledges to support efforts towards enhancing parliamentary engagement with regard to two priorities. One, the protection of refugees and the support to host communities, and two, in ending statelessness. To conclude, the IPU would like on this occasion to renew its commitment to mobilize and engage the parliamentary community in implementing these norms. We all know that implementing and meeting the objectives of these frameworks is a daunting task. This is why engagement by parliaments and with parliaments in achieving these goals is key. It requires all those involved in refugee issues to work together. I am convinced that parliaments, by joining forces with each other and other actors, will make the difference. And you can count on the IPU to facilitate and support such dialogue. Allow me to send regards from the IPU and also from the members of the International Parliamentary Union Committee on the Respect for International Humanitarian Laws. I thank you. My name is John KJ Carrier, a member of the Kenya Parliament.